Hello, friends. We're living through difficult times. So what are the things that we need to do to get through these times? My friends, it's called putting Jesus first. So stand by for this message that I have for you, especially in these days. So go get your Bibles and we'll be right back.
Loving Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day, Lord, to be able to come before you, to worship you, Lord, on that day that you set aside for us. Thank you for all you've done for us throughout the week, Lord, and bringing us here. We ask you, God, to bring your angels, fill these empty seats, fill us with your spirit, Lord, so that we may have your spiritual discerning. And God, may the words that I speak not be my opinion, but only be from Scripture, Lord, and from you. This we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you.
Loving Father, thank you once again that we're able to come before you, Lord, and worship you, to hear your words, Father, that you wrote. Fill us with your Spirit, God, your Holy Spirit, Lord, fill us. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. And to all you mothers, and tomorrow's Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. That's probably one of the hardest jobs that you can ever have because it never ends. You go to work, you come back, go to work again with your kids. Then you work at night, then you get up and go to work. It never ends. I don't know how you guys do it. But I'm proud that I had a good mother. She took real good care of us. So hopefully some of that will, the children will see that and carry that on, you know. It's important. Mothers are important. But that's not what the sermon's about. It's about seeking first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And we hear about that, right? We always say, let's put Jesus first. Let's put Jesus first. But what does it mean to put him first? What does that mean? I mean, a lot of us lose our faith. I haven't, but there's people that lose their faith because they think because they put Jesus first that everything's going to be handed to them. Like we're entitled to things. But my friends, guess what? That's not the way it works. Life is hard. Life is, especially now, life is very hard. We see so many things going on in the world, you know. But we need to trust in Jesus. The way we trust that this roof won't fall on us, we don't see how it's held up. I mean, we know there's little nails here, you know. Marvin can attest to that. He helped build this church. This church is not going to collapse on us because it's built sturdy. It's the same thing with Jesus. We need to trust in him. Jesus will never steer you to destruction. No, that's the other guy. Mr. Lewis Cipher, I like to call. Mr. Lucifer. Because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't love you. If we read Matthew chapter 6 and 33. Let's look at this one more time. And this is what Jesus says. It's page 1117 if you have the Pew Bible. 1117. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It is hard. We do put our faith in God because we do want to follow him, because we know he's not going to put us in any position where we're not going to be able to handle anything. He's never going to put you somewhere where you can't handle that. You know, he has given us that power. The minute we accept Jesus, we become what? His children, right? He gives us that power, my friends, to overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world, did he not? Jesus overcame the world. The problem is that when we're so inundated with I have to buy that. I have to get this. I need to get a better car than John. I need to get a better car than Mike. We're so worried about materialistic things that we tend to forget the kingdom of heaven. We sit there and put people above God, put things above God. We put Hollywood, everything, material things. We worry about those things. They don't matter, my friends. They don't give you salvation. Who gives the salvation, my friends? Jesus does. We need to put those things aside. Anything that's going to lead us away from Jesus, we need to put those things aside. If we have to cut that hand off because it offends us, then we need to do so, because we do not want to be kept out of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came and gave his life for us. We need to be willing to give up something, because he gave up his life for us. He gave his life up for us because he loved us so much. We should all be dead, my friends. Our great-great-great-grandparents decided they're going to do it their way. At that very moment that they did that, they should have died. But Jesus took that fall for us, my friends. He opened that door of salvation for us. Let's remember that. We're not entitled to anything. We aren't. We should have died. We shouldn't even be here. It should have been Adam and Eve. Boom, no, there goes the experiment. It's over with. But that's not what happened, my friends, right? No. John chapter 6, verse 27. Page 1228. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. So, my friends, if you don't put Jesus first, when it comes to getting things, these things that you get without putting Jesus first, they're going to perish. We need to get things that we need, right? But we always want things that we want. We are living in a world where that's all we want, is want and want and want. We forget. John chapter 4, verse 13. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up in everlasting life. My friends, we need to go there and seek that water, that water that will never bring us thirst. Because when we do this, guess what? That water that we took from Jesus, that Spirit, guess what it does? It pours out of us. It pours out of us and into other people. As we share the Word of God, my friends, we need to take those things that God gives us. That water, it will never be thirsty, my friends. We need to take His bread and we'll never go hungry, which is the Word of God. That's what we need to do, my friends. And we need to go after things that won't perish. And God will never give us things that will perish. Remember that. God loves us so much. He's done so much for us. Isaiah 55, verse 2. Page 849. Isaiah 55, verse 2. Page 849. And the Bible says, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what it does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. We do that, don't we? Okay. You know, I know it's not funny, but, you know, I remember watching a movie a long time ago when they were sitting in a church, and they're passing the offering plate around, and someone decides to throw a $20 bill there and make change and puts the rest of it in there. We can't do that to God, my friends. We owe him. Everything that we have, is it belongs to him. We don't need to be spending our money on things that we don't need to be spending our money on. And we do this, and then we find ourselves in a hole. God controls everything, my friends. He controls everything. We need to put that in here and know this. He does. He controls everything. He controls everything. The bankers, I mean, he can rearrange things. So say you need a car, you do need a new car because your other car's falling apart. Get on your knees, ask God, pray. And he can sit there and move things around for you so that, boom, they approve it. It might not be the best car, but God knows what kind of car you need, right? He knows what you need. You see, God wants us to prosper in our lives. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be healthy. But we have to put him first. Then these things that he gives us, that where we prosper, or we could become successful, they will last because Jesus, we put him first. John 3 John chapter 2. 3 John and verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." You see, God wants us to do well in all of our endeavors, in everything that we do, as long as we put him first, my friends. We can't do it without him. Jesus, we were created to just be left alone. He's here to take care of us. You know, we read in Matthew chapter 6, in the verses prior, verse 25, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing?" Verse 26, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" You know, there was a time, me and my son had a rough going. We had a rough going. I never lost faith, because I knew that if God feeds these animals, clothes the lilies, is he going to ignore me? No. Next thing you know, I go to my sister's house. "Here, Robert, I don't, this is extra food. Take it." I come to church. Mary says, "Hey, Robert, I have some food here for you." You know, God will take care of you, my friends. He always is there for you. He will never, ever abandon you. You know, we had no heat. My Sandra over there gave us a heater to run. I didn't have the money, but God took care of me. He took care of me and my son. He knew what I needed. I put him first, and he took care of me. He showed me his love. He looked at me as if I was the only one there. He loves every one of us, my friends. Sorry. But Jesus, he just wants your heart. He's knocking on that door. He wants you to serve him. Not because he wants to be, "Oh, your master." No, he loves you, my friends. He wants to be your best friend. Not just your Lord, not just your Savior, but he wants to be your best friend. A lot of us tend to, when we tend to worry about what other, we tend to make other people's focus our focus. Do we not do that? A lot of us do that. Once in a while, yeah, I do that too. But I don't want that kind of life, my friends. I gave that life away a long time ago when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect with the will of God." We don't want to be conformed to the world. We don't want to hide from the world, my friends. We're the salt of the earth. We need to be out there and preaching the gospel, my friends. Jesus wants to save everyone. He doesn't want anyone to perish. No one to perish. But we need to stop thinking about other people's priorities and put Jesus' priorities first. Because when that happens, guess what? When we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. Everything that you need, God knows what you need. If we put our trust in our Father, to trust him to live where he wants us to live, to work where he wants us to work, to marry who he wants us to marry, to be friends who he wants us to be friends with, to buy the things that he wants us to buy because we need it, then we have nothing to worry about because we put his kingdom first. Colossians 2:18. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18. Colossians 2 and verse 18. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. My friends, don't let anyone talk, because it's going to happen. When you sit there, I'm going to put you firstly, Jesus. I'm putting you first. You're going to have friends and naysayers that are going to try to talk you out of this. It happens. It's going to happen, especially in the end times. You're going to have to choose Jesus or your family, Jesus or your job. But I'm telling you right now, if you look straight ahead at Jesus, guess what? You won't sink in that water. He will be there, and he will bless you, my friends. He will bless you. Philippians. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Page 1312 of your pew Bible, if you have it. Page 1312. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, and yet he himself is rightly judged. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And that's the thing, my friends. We need to pray to God to change our way of thinking, to make our way of thinking like Jesus, my friends. We have the mind of Jesus. We cannot fail. We ask for the Holy Spirit, and he will guide us, my friends, to everything that we do. You know, Matthew 7, verse 7 says, all we got to do is ask. Ask Jesus, and guess what? He's going to help us with this, my friends. He's going to help us get through this life, because he overcame this world, my friends. We have to remember, you know, that Jesus came here and became a man for us. He suffered like we did. But guess what? He did the same thing. He put the kingdom of God first. Where is he now? He's the king of the universe, my friends. He is. Why? Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And it's going to be verses 1 and 2. Page 1354, Pew Bible. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things in the earth, my friends. Set your things on heavenly places, my friends. Don't set your mind on earthly things, because guess what happens to these earthly things? They rot, they perish. Amen. They perish. Everything that God gives you is everlasting, just like the gift of life. He died for that, to give us that. Proverbs 3, verse 6, page 727 of your Pew Bible. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God's going to direct our path. We just have to have that faith. We need to put all of our trust in him. Okay? And we need to put God first. Then turn our lives over to him. And then, my friends, he will bless us completely. He will bless us completely. You know, Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Verse 29. Now this is something that Peter said in verse 27. When we seek the kingdom of God, like I said, there's going to be persecution. Because all that follow Jesus will face persecution, right? There's no way we're going to get out of this. There's no way. But listen here, my friends. Peter said, see, we've left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? Verse 29. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, for my name's sake, shall receive a little bit. No, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life, my friends. Put Jesus first, my friends. Put him first in everything. Let him decide where you need to live. Let him decide where you need to work. Let him decide who you should be accompanied with. Let's do that today, my friends. And the first step is to accept him as your Lord and as your Savior and be filled with the Spirit of God. And you can't lose, my friends.
Father in heaven, thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting us to hear your words, Father, to hear your Son tell us to put him first. And everything's going to be okay. The victory is yours, Lord. We thank you. We love you. And Lord, we ask you to bring us back next Sabbath and to give us a great week where we may show your glory, Father. This we ask in your Son, Jesus' name.
My friends, we are living in difficult times, and I hope this message gets you through the week. Thank you for staying tuned to this message. And let us close with prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for letting me come before you, Lord, and to share this message with my friends, Lord. May we put your Spirit in us, Father, and may you carry us through the week. I ask you to protect each and every one of us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My friends, may the Lord richly bless you. May the Lord hold in his hands. May his holy angels protect you. And may the good Lord always be with you. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is Robert for our time with God and his word. Until next time, have a blessed week. Hello, friends. Defense against the adversary. We know who he is. We've had lessons on this before. But today I'm going to give you some good points and things to follow to protect yourself against the adversary, who is the devil and Satan. So listen, go get your Bibles, and take some good notes. We'll be right back with the message.